VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. In today's video, we talk about a very serious disease called rabies. Do you know how rabies spreads? Do you know what to do if you are bitten by a wild animal? Today's video contains very useful, potentially life-saving information, so I highly recommend you check it out. I have a personal connection to the story, but I'll save that for the end. Right now, let's listen to today's featured sentence. You mainly get it if a rabid animal bites you after it's had rabies long enough for the infection to make its way into its saliva. Okay, I'll say it one more time. You mainly get it if a rabid animal bites you after it's had rabies long enough for the infection to make its way into its saliva. Let's move on to our pronunciation tips. We have a couple instances of blended words today. After and its can combine to make after its. You mainly get it if a rabid animal bites you after it's had rabies. After its. Another instance of blended words, make its. Make its way into its saliva. Make its. Now, rabid has a short A and a short I sound, rabid. But rabies has a long A and a long E sound, so the two are quite a bit different in that respect. Rabid and rabies. Saliva has a short A, long I, and short A sound. Saliva. Now, our vocabulary words. The first one is rabid. In the video, the word rabid is an adjective that simply means suffering from rabies. Here's an example sentence. A bite from a rabid animal can cause severe illness or even death. Another meaning for rabid means having and expressing extreme and unreasonable feelings. Here's an example sentence. Popular K-pop bands need to keep making appearances and churning out products in order to satisfy their rabid fan base. Our next word is infection. Infection is defined as a disease in a part of your body that is caused by bacteria or a virus. Here's an example sentence. If you have a serious cut, it's important to clean and bandage it to prevent infection. Infect is the verb form of infection, meaning to pass a disease to a person, animal, or plant. Here's an example sentence. In Taiwan, people who have a cough or a cold will often wear a surgical mask, so they are less likely to infect others. Our next word, saliva. Saliva is the liquid produced in your mouth to keep the mouth wet and to help prepare food to be digested. Here's an example sentence. I am really looking forward to tonight's dinner. I can feel the saliva form in my mouth just thinking about it. In casual terms, we often call it spit, or if it drips out of your mouth, we call it drool. My friend has a dog who drools all the time. And that brings us to the end of today's pronunciation challenge. I have two little chihuahuas at my house. Their names are Amigo and Chica. And even though I live in Taiwan, which is classified as a rabies-free country, I still have my dogs vaccinated for rabies just to be 100% completely safe. When I travel to my home country of Canada, I can't bring the dogs with me because if I did, I'd have to put them through a very long quarantine and do a mountain of paperwork to get them back in Taiwan. Which is too bad because I'd love to see their reaction after seeing snow for the first time. Now, I want to hear about you. Do you have any pets? What are they and what are their names? Are they boys or girls? Do you live in a rabies-free country? Let me know in the comments below, and don't forget to do your recording. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube, and I'll catch you next time.